Hey guys, Jin here. 英语文备课中要开杠咯。今天要聊的是浇淋在面包布丁上的卡士达酱 ,custard. Custard refers to a variety of culinary preparations that involve heating milk or cream and combining it with eggs to create a thickened creamy texture. Refer, 参考 ,variety, 种类Preparation, 准备 Custard refers to 卡士达酱指的是 A variety of culinary preparations 各种各样烹饪的准备方法 That involve 有关于 Heating milk or cream 将牛奶或者是鲜奶油加热 And combine it with eggs 并且与鸡蛋结合To create a thickened creamy texture, 形成浓稠奶油的质地。Custard refers to a variety of culinary preparations that involve heating milk or cream and combine it with eggs to create a thickened creamy texture. 卡士达酱指的是各种各样有关将牛奶或者是鲜奶油加热并且把它跟鸡蛋混合形成浓稠奶油的质地的一种烹饪准备方式。在烘焙当中呢借由鸡蛋的特性让液体变成浓稠的酱料这种都可以称为卡士达酱。而针对不同料理所使用的卡士达酱在使用的材料成分还有水分就是液体的比例也会有很明显的差距哦。所以呢卡士达这个词呢其实比较像是手法技法的分类而不是单指某一项食材或者是成品。Custard is a crucial element in bread pudding. Crucial, 至关重要的 element, 元素 Custard is, 卡士达酱是 a crucial element, 至关重要的元素 In bread pudding, 在面包布丁当中 Custard is a crucial element in bread pudding.卡士达酱是面包布丁当中至关重要的元素。少了卡士达酱的面包布丁就只剩下烤面包丁那就是另外一套料理叫做 crouton。Technically speaking, it is essentially a blend of eggs and milk, and the ratio of the ingredients can vary depending on the desired consistency and richness. Essentially, 必要的 blend,混合 ,ratio, 比例 ,ingredient, 成分材料 ,vary, 各不相同 ,depend, 取决于 ,desired, 想要的 ,consistency, 粘稠度 ,richness, 丰富度 ,technically speaking, 从技术上来说 ,it's essentially, 它基本上是 ,a blend of eggs and milk,牛奶跟鸡蛋的混合 and the ratio of the ingredients 成分的比例 can vary 可以变化 depending on 根据 the desired consistency and richness 所需要的所想要的浓稠度和丰富度 Technically speaking is essentially aBlend of eggs and milk, and the ratio of the ingredients can vary depending on the desired consistency and richness. 技术上来说，它基本是蛋跟牛奶的混合，成分的比例可以依据所需要的浓稠度跟味道来做变化。那技术上来说，就是理论上来说，也就是从卡士达这个词的定义来说它就是鸡蛋跟其他的液体的混合但是两者这两种材料在比例上的变化呢就可以创造出不同的口感跟组织 Some recipes might use more egg yolks for a denser custard while others might incorporate a higher proportion of milk for a lighter texture Recipe 食谱Egg yolk, 蛋黄 dense, 稠密的 while, 尽管 incorporate, 包含 proportion, 部分 texture, 质地 Some recipes, 有些食谱 might use more egg yolks, 可能使用更多的蛋黄 for a denser custard, 使卡士达酱更为浓稠 while others, 也有些食谱，这里使用 others 来代表其他的食谱might incorporate a higher proportion of milk, 可能会加入更多比例的牛奶 for a lighter texture, 使卡士达酱的质地更加轻盈。Some recipes might use more egg yolks or a denser custard, while others might incorporate a higher proportion of milk for a lighter texture. 有些食谱呢，它可能会使用更多的蛋黄来制作更浓稠的卡士达酱，也有些食谱呢，会加入更高比例的牛奶，使卡士达酱的质地更加轻盈。那卡士达的食谱当中呢，有些会使用全蛋，有些会增加蛋黄的用量，甚至就是全用蛋黄的也有。那牛奶跟鸡蛋的比例呢，从1:1、1:1.5到1:2，甚至3都有，它可以有许多许多的变化。The custard which a bread pudding recipe calls for is simple and beginner friendly. Call for 需要 beginner friendly 初学者友善的，适合初学者的。The custard 卡士达酱 which a bread pudding recipe calls for 面包布丁食谱当中需要的。Is simple and beginner friendly, 是非常简单，适合初学者的。The custard which a bread pudding recipe calls for is simple and beginner friendly. 面包布丁食谱当中所会用到的卡士达酱非常的简单，适合初学者。那今天要聊的是浇淋在面包布丁上的卡士达酱，所以真的是最最最最简单的那一种。It is straightforward and doesn't require advanced techniques. Straightforward, 简单的 require, 要求 advanced, 先进的 technique, 技术 It is straightforward, 它是简单明了的 and doesn't require, 并不需要 advanced techniques, 高级的技巧 It is straightforward,and doesn't require advanced techniques. 它的做法简单明了，不需要高级的技巧。面包布丁食谱所需要的卡士达酱，我们这里使用的是纯蛋，所以不会有多余蛋白的问题。It's a fantastic starting point for anyone new to baking or experimenting with desserts. Fantastic, 极好的 starting point, 起点。Experiment with something, 尝试。It is, it's, 这是 a fantastic starting point, 一个很棒的起点 for anyone, 对任何人来说 new to baking, 新手烘焙 or experimenting with desserts, 或者是试验甜点。It's a fantastic starting point for anyone new to baking or experimenting with desserts. 对于新手烘焙或想要试验甜点的人来说，这是一个很棒的起点。那使用全蛋的话，就不用烦恼剩下的蛋白要怎么处理。那使用的牛奶呢，就是你平常早餐喝的那种就可以了。对新手朋友来讲，非常容易，而且呢，也非常适合亲子厨房哦。Plus, the simplicity allows for personal touches or adaptations like adding different flavors or types of milk for variation. Simplicity, 简单 Adaptation, 适应 Variation, 变化 Plus, 此外 The simplicity, 它简单易做allows for personal touches and adaptations, 允许个人化的修改 like adding different flavors, 例如添加不同的味道 or types of milk, 或者是牛奶的种类 for variation, 来创造变化。Plus, the simplicity allows for personal touches and adaptations, like adding different flavors or types of milk for variation. 此外，它简单易作，允许个人化的修改，例如添加不同风味或者是种类的牛奶来创造变化。那一旦熟悉它的做法之后呢，当然就可以在材料上做一些修改。那这些修改呢，是不需要有专业技能也能够做得到，而且一定会成功的。The basic custard is made from eggs, white sugar, salt, vanilla extract, and whole milk. Basic, 基本的 vanilla, 香草 extract, 抽取物 The basic custard, 基本的卡士达酱 is made from, 由点点点制成这个成分内容有 eggs, white sugar, salt,Vanilla extract and whole milk. 鸡蛋、白糖、盐、香草精和全脂牛奶。The basic custard is made from eggs, white sugar, salt, vanilla extract and whole milk. 基本的卡士达酱呢，是由鸡蛋、白糖、盐、香草精以及全脂牛奶做成的。听到材料呢，有朋友要皱眉头了，说好了不会有特殊材料啊，这个香草精是怎么回事啊？不用担心，香草精呢可以让卡士达多一个香味，但是不加也没有关系啊，我们其实还是有其他方法可以提升卡士达的风味层次的。Using cream in your bread pudding custard is a great way to add richness and depth of flavor. Custard, 卡士达 richness, 丰富度 depth, 深度 flavor, 味道。如果呢，希望最后的成品要有浓浓的奶香味呢，那就是使用鲜奶油就对啦。All you need is heavy cream.Using cream in your bread pudding custard, 在面包布丁的卡士达酱当中使用鲜奶油 is a great way, 是很好的方法 to add richness and depth of flavor, 增加丰富度和风味深度的。Using cream in your bread pudding custard is a great way to add richness and depth of flavor.在面包布丁的卡士达酱当中使用鲜奶油是增加丰富度和风味深度的好方法，因为鲜奶油里头的乳脂肪成分可以提升卡士达的风味层次。Here are different types of cream you can use along with their fat content and how they will affect your finished product. Content, 内容 Affect, 影响 Product, 产品Here are, 这里有 different types of cream, 不同种类的鲜奶油 you can use, 你可以使用 along with their fat content, 以及它们的脂肪含量 and how they will affect, 以及它们影响 their finished product, 最终的成品。Here are different types of cream you can use along with their fat content and how they will affect your finished product. 这里有不同种类的脂肪含量的鲜奶油以及它们对最终成品的影响。那市面上呢，容易找到的鲜奶油有三种。With a fat content of around 20%, cooking cream is a lighter option that will still add a subtle creaminess to your custard.Cooking cream, 料理鲜奶油 option, 选项 subtle, 微妙的 creaminess, 奶香味 custard, 卡士达 With a fat content of around 20%, 脂肪含量大约 20%, cooking cream is a lighter option, 料理鲜奶油是一个比较轻盈的选择 that will still add,仍然会增添 a subtle creaminess, 些微的奶香 to your custard, 给你的卡士达酱。With a fat content of around 20%, cooking cream is a lighter option that will still add a subtle creaminess to your custard. 料理鲜奶油的脂肪含量大约是 20%, 它是一个比较轻盈的选择，但是仍然会帮你的卡士达酱增添一些微的奶香。 It's a good choice if you're looking for a slightly healthier option or if you don't want the custard to be too heavy. Choice, 选择, slightly, 轻微的, option, 选项。It's a good choice, 这是一个好的选择。If you are looking for, 如果你想要, a slightly healthier option, 稍微更为健康的选择。Or you don't want the custard, 或者你不希望卡士达酱, to be too heavy, 太过于厚重。It's a good choice if you're looking for a slightly healthier option or if you don't want the custard to be too heavy.
如果你想要稍微更健康的选择,或者你不希望卡士达酱太厚重,这都是一个不错的选择。那包装上呢,写着料理鲜奶油 cooking cream 的这一种鲜奶油呢,是乳脂肪成分比较低的鲜奶油。那不想吃太油的朋友就可以选择料理鲜奶油 cooking cream。
Whipping cream has a fat content of 30 to 35% and will whip up nicely to create a light and airy topping for your bread pudding.
Whipping cream, 打发用鲜奶油, content, 内容, whip, 挥打, airy, 轻盈的, topping, 上方的配料.
Whipping cream, 打发用鲜奶油,has a fat content of 30 to 35%,
脂肪含量为 30% 到 35%,
and will whip up nicely,
适合打发。
To create a light and airy topping,
制作出轻盈的奶油铺丁。
For your bread pudding,
为你的面包布丁。
Whipping cream has a fat content of 30 to 35% and will whip up nicely to create a light and airy topping for your bread pudding.
打发用鲜奶油的脂肪含量为 30% 到 35%, 它很适合用来打发为你的面包布丁制作出轻盈的奶油铺丁。
It's a good choice if you want a classic bread pudding flavor and texture.
Choice, 选择, classic, 经典的, flavor, 味道, texture, 质地。
It's a good choice,
这是一个不错的选择。
If you want, 如果你想要, a classic bread pudding flavor and texture,
经典的面包布丁风味和质地。
It's a good choice if you want a classic bread pudding flavor and texture.
如果你想要经典的面包布丁风味和质地，这是一个不错的选择。打发用鲜奶油呢，它有植物性跟动物性的两种。我个人没有偏好，特别偏好哪一种，但是在制作面包布丁的时候，我觉得这种打发用的鲜奶油很方便，因为一半的鲜奶油加在卡士达酱里，那一半用来打发，可以作为面包布丁的装饰。我个人是觉得它非常方便。
Heavy cream is also known as heavy whipping cream, which has the highest fat content of all the creams at 36% or more.
Heavy cream, 鲜奶油,重鲜奶油, heavy whipping cream, 打发用重鲜奶油, content, 内容。
Heavy cream, 重鲜奶油, is also known as...也称为 heavy whipping cream,
打发用重鲜奶油,
which has,
它有,
the highest fat content of all the creams,
鲜奶油当中脂肪含量最高的,
at 36% or more,
达到 36% 或者是更多。
Heavy cream is also known as heavy whipping cream, which has the highest fat content of all the creams at 36% or more.
重鲜奶油也称为打发用重鲜奶油，是鲜奶油当中脂肪含量最高的，达到 36% 或者是更多40之类的。
It will create the richest and most decadent custard, and it will also hold its shape well when baked.
Create, 创造, decadent, 堕落的。
It will create,
它会制作出 The richest and most decadent custard 最丰富和最美味的卡士达酱 Richest 在这边的用法其实表达的所谓的丰富度是说它的油脂含量最高然后 decadent 这个单字呢用来讲这个甜点的话它其实是说它最奢华最美味And it will also hold its shape well, 也会保持良好的形状 when baked, 在烘烤的时候。It will create the richest and most decadent custard, and it will also hold its shape well when baked. 它会制作出最丰富和最美味的卡士达酱,在烘烤的时候也会保持良好的形状。This is the best choice if you're looking for the ultimate in bread pudding indulgence. Choice, 选择, ultimate, 终极的,最终的极品, indulgence, 沉溺,放纵. This is the best choice, 这是最佳的选择, if you're looking for, 如果你想要的是, the ultimate in bread pudding indulgence, 最极致的布丁享受。This is the best choice if you are looking for the ultimate in bread pudding indulgence. 如果你想要的是最极致的面包布丁的享受，那重咸奶油就是你最佳的选择。重咸奶油不只可以增加成品的风味，而且还会增加体重数字哦。Ultimately, the best cream for your bread pudding depends on your personal preferences and the overall flavor profile you areAiming for it. Ultimate, 最终的 ultimately, 最终的加上 a y 变成 ultimately, 就是字尾的变化是让这个单字有词性的变化 Depend, 取决于 Personal, 个人的 Preference, 偏爱 Overall, 全面的 Flavor, 味道 Profile, 轮廓 M, 目标Ultimately, 最终 the best cream for your bread pudding, 最适合你的面包布丁所需要的鲜奶油 depends on, 取决于 your personal preferences, 你个人的喜好 and the overall flavor profile, 整体的风味 you're aiming for, 你所追求的Ultimately, the best cream for your bread pudding depends on your personal preferences and the overall flavor profile you are aiming for. 最终呢，最适合你的面包布丁所需要的鲜奶油就取决于你的个人喜好和你所追求的整体风味。If you are looking for a strong milky flavor and don't mind a bit of extra richness, heavy cream is the way to go. Milk, 牛奶,字尾加上 y, milky, 变成有奶味的。Flavor, 味道。Mind, 注意,介意。Extra, 额外的。Richness, 丰富度,也就是食物的油脂感。If you are looking for, 如果你想要 a strong milky flavor, 浓郁的奶味 and don't mind, 并且不介意 a bit of extra richness, 多一点的油脂 heavy cream is, 重鲜奶油是 the way to go, 最好的选择。If you are looking for a strong milky flavor and don't mind a bit of extra richness, heavy cream is the way to go. 如果你想要浓郁的奶味，并且不介意多一点的油脂的话呢，重鲜奶油就是最好的选择。If you prefer a lighter bread pudding or are watching your calorie intake, cooking cream or whipping cream might be better options. Prefer, 更喜欢, calorie, 卡路里。Intake, 摄取, option, 选项。If you prefer, 如果你比较喜欢, a lighter bread pudding, 比较轻盈的面包布丁, or are watching your calorie intake, 或者呢你在控制卡路里的摄入量, cooking cream or whipping cream,
料理鲜奶油或打发用鲜奶油 might be better options， 可能是一个比较好的选择。
If you prefer a lighter bread pudding or are watching your calorie intake, cooking cream or whipping cream might be better options.
如果你喜欢比较轻盈的面包布丁，或者呢正在控制卡路里的摄入量，那料理鲜奶油或者是打发用鲜奶油可能就是一个更好的选择。
If you are unsure, start with cooking cream and adjust from there.
Sure 是确定， unsure 是不确定， adjust 调整。
If you are unsure, 如果你不确定， start with cooking cream，
从料理鲜奶油开始， and adjust from there， 然后再进行调整。
If you're unsure, start with cooking cream and adjust from there.
如果你不确定，可以从料理鲜奶油开始，然后再进行调整。
You can also experiment with using a combination of different creams to achieve the perfect balance of flavor and texture.
Experiment, 实验 combination, 组合 achieve,达到实现 perfect 完美的 balance 平衡 flavor 味道 texture 质地。
You can also experiment with
你也可以尝试
using a combination of different creams
使用不同鲜奶油的组合
to achieve the perfect balance of flavor and texture
以达到口味和质地的完美平衡。
You can also experiment with using a combination of different creams to achieve the perfect balance of flavor and texture.
你也可以尝试使用不同鲜奶油的组合，以达到口味和质地的完美平衡。制作卡士达酱的时候要注意的关键字有 scald, melt,Dissolve, bubble, edge, and mixed. 注意到这几个关键字就可以做出完美的面包布丁，做出完美的卡士达酱了吗？大概吧。
Over medium heat, scald milk, heavy cream, white sugar, a bit of salt, and some vanilla extract.
Medium, 中等的 scald, 加热 bit, 一点点 vanilla extract.香草精
Over medium heat
在中火上 Scald 是指把液体加热到接近沸腾的阶段叫做 Scald
The milk
牛奶 Heavy cream 重鲜奶油 White sugar 白砂糖 A bit of salt 少许的盐 And some vanilla extract 以及一些香草精
Over medium heat, scald the milk, heavy cream, white sugar, a bit of salt, and some vanilla extract.
用中火加热牛奶、重鲜奶油、白砂糖、少许的盐和香草精。
Heat the mixture until the butter melts and the sugar dissolves.
Heat 加热 mixture 混合物 until 直到 melt 融化。固体因为温度变化而变得柔软或者变成液体叫做 melt 因此这个 melt 也有态度软化不再生气的意思
dissolve
溶解固体呢因为吸收水分而变成液体的状态就像糖或者是盐融化在液体当中这叫做 dissolve
heat the mixture
将混合物加热Until the butter melts, 直到奶油融化
and the sugar dissolves,
并且糖溶解
Heat the mixture until the butter melts and the sugar dissolves,
将混合物加热至奶油融化并且糖溶解。诶，刚刚我们的材料里头没有提到奶油啊，哪里来的奶油可以融化？ 就是因为我想要介绍 melt 这个单字啊。哦，当然还有另外一个原因啦，就是有一些卡士达酱的食谱是使用牛奶加上奶油来加奶香味。那你可以想象啊，奶油的脂肪含量是比鲜奶油更高的，所以它的奶香味自然也就更浓重了。
Once you see a little bit of bubbling on the edge of saucepan, you know it's time to turn off the heat.
Once, 一旦 bit, 少量的 bubble, 气泡 know, 知道 time, 时间 heat, 加热 Once you see, 一旦你看到 just a little bit of bubbling, 一点点冒泡泡的样子On the edge of the saucepan, 在锅子的边缘的地方 You know, 你知道 It's time, 是时候了 To turn off the heat, 关火
所以呢把牛奶加热到锅边冒小泡泡就代表锅内的温度大约是60度 C 那稍微搅拌一下确认糖、奶油或者是其他东西都已经融化了就可以关火啦
Once you see a little bit of bubbling on the edge of the saucepan, you know it's time to turn off the heat.
一旦在锅边看到一点冒泡，就代表是关火的时候了。面包布丁的卡士达酱不一定要煮过，那加热牛奶是为了要融合材料，香草精啦、奶油啦、鲜奶油啊等等的之类的，所以是不需要煮到牛奶沸腾，只要材料融合就可以熄火了。
Let it cool down a couple minutes before you add eggs.
Couple, 几个。
Let it cool down,
让它冷却。
A couple minutes,
几分钟。
Before you add eggs,
在加入蛋之前。
Let it cool down a couple minutes before you add eggs.
在加入蛋之前让这个牛奶加料的牛奶冷却几分钟因为最后一项加入的材料是鸡蛋那我们要避免呢这个卡士达变成蛋花汤所以啦那一锅加料牛奶呢就要放到旁边去降温那降到的温度大概是你手摸它不烫的温度或者是我们就拿出疫情期间家家户户必备的温度计量出没有发烧的温度那这时候呢你就可以把牛奶倒进去鸡蛋里面拌匀这样子的话呢浇淋在面包布丁上的卡士达酱就完成咯
Alright, that's it for this episode.
好的，希望你听到这里，觉得自己的英文又更进步一点，烘焙料理上也能够更有自信。那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里，Bye.